Welcome to Getting Real with Real Estate with Danielle Kempf and Jim Kempf, St. Louis's favorite father-daughter real estate team. Your source of real estate information in the greater St. Louis area.
All right, we're on.
We are on.
Welcome to the show today.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing, Danielle?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good. It's almost the weekend. And
all right.
But yes, what's a weekend for us realtors?
It's two more days of work this week. That's all it is.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we got an important one today, folks.
We do. So we're not going to start off with a joke.
Yeah, no joke today.
No joke today. I know. It's a little more serious of a podcast
today.
Yeah,
it is going to be a little serious. Today we're going to talk about, well, obviously there was some big news, right, in the real estate business just recently.
Yeah.
Big news, really.
Very big.
And so, yeah, we want to talk about that today and kind of keep everybody up to date as best we can. There's a lot of... A lot more questions than answers.
I would agree with that.
On some of the stuff that we're going to talk about, but...
So we're just kind of... We got some slides provided by the National Association of Realtors. So we're going to do some reading from that, get you all up to date on what's going on with the settlement. And so some of it's going to be a little more legalese, I would say, than kind of what we usually do. But we just want to make sure we get it right for all you listeners out
there.
That's
right. We're not attorneys.
Sometimes we play one on TV.
That's correct. That's correct. But we're talking, obviously, guys, we're talking about the Sitzer-Burnett case, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about this. Well, maybe everybody doesn't know.
A lot of people have probably heard about it in the news one way or another.
Yeah, it was a big case that, you know, there was a jury decision back in, like, November, I think it
last
probably
year
was,
in 2023.
Right? And so just here recently, the National Association of Realtors announced a proposed settlement agreement. Mm-hmm. This was the big news, right? That would end the litigation of claims brought on behalf of the homeowners, home sellers, really, and the related. It's related to the broker commissions, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it all boils down to.
Pretty much this.
And it was an antitrust. So just kind of going back, if you haven't been familiar, it was an antitrust case that Jim was talking about. The National Association of Realtors and Realtors price fixed commissions.
Right. Yeah. Like. Well, I won't comment on my thoughts on that. But anyway, obviously, right, as with any settlement that goes through courts and all that stuff, it is subject to court approval. Mm-hmm. But the idea that the settlement has been reached is really kind of big news, and it's good for the industry to kind of move forward and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
what would this settlement do, Jim?
So there were kind of several kind of key pieces of the puzzle, right, that we'll kind of touch on. The first one had to do with release of liability, right? So the agreement basically would resolve claims against the National Association of Realtors, over 1 million National Association of Realtors members, and all state, territorial, and local realtor associations, all association-owned MLS or multiple listing services, and all brokerage entities with a NAR member as the principal that had a residential transaction volume of in 2022 of $2 billion or more. Okay, that's a lot to say right there.
But it is.
It covers really, you know, pretty much most of the members there in the National Association of Realtors.
Yeah, and the NAR fought hard to include as many members in that release as possible. Right. And they were able to get, like Jim said, over 1 million of them. But, you know, there are still some companies out there that are still litigating the Sitzer-Burnett case, and those are not released from the settlement just quite yet.
Right. So like our parent company, Anywhere Real Estate, has already settled.
Correct.
So we'll just say that up front. But, there are a couple of them who are kind of...
Still going through the battle of this.
Still want to fight a little bit.
Yes.
Which is okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. So...
The
next part of the next kind of term there, you want to hit that one?
So for that one... One of the other new rules, and this is going to go into effect mid-July for 2024, but NAR has agreed to put in place a new rule that prohibits offers of compensation on the multiple listing service. So historically, sellers or listing agents would put how much that buyer's agent was going to get paid in the multiple listing service. But now with the settlement, that is no longer going to be
right.
Public, I guess.
It won't be published on the multiple listing service. So
we'll
talk a little bit more about that, I think, here in a minute. But that's kind of one of the second key terms there.
Yes.
The third one is really, honestly, for us, it's really not much difference. But it's basically it provides that MLS participants working with buyers must enter into a written agreement with those buyers. Okay, again, that change is going to go into effect mid-July of this year is what they're anticipating. Mm-hmm. That really doesn't change for us, right?
No.
So we've done that. We do it and always have and always will.
Gotten a buyer's agency signed show a house or write an offer.
Yep, that's a buyer's agency agreement. Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are some states. I was on a call with some folks from around the country a while back, and a gentleman in California mentioned that they don't use buyer's agency agreements at all.
Really?
So, yeah. Hmm. So that'll be a big change for them. But here in our market,
we require that.
It's kind of business as usual, really.
Yeah.
It's more important that you know, everybody
more important
makes
than
sure
ever.
To do it. But it's definitely kind of business as usual.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
And then another part on that. So with the settlement, NAR would pay $418 million, so million with an M, over the next 4 years.
Sounds like a lot of money.
That sounds like a lot of money.
But it, yeah, again, I mean, it's, you know, obviously all parties feel that that's fair.
Yes.
We won't comment on that. It is what it is.
Yep.
It's just, it's something that the association will be paying out over a few years. I think mm-hmm. you
that
mentioned
four-year,
that. Four-year period.
Yep.
Sorry, I missed that part.
No, you're all good.
But that's good. Yeah. And then really the next kind of key term is really that NAR, you know, continues to deny any wrongdoing. And that's really important. You know, the settlement, which, again, it is subject to court approval, it just makes it really clear that the National Association of Realtors continues to deny any wrongdoing in connection with the Multiple Listing Service Cooperative Compensation Model rule that really has been in place since the 1990s. And it was put in place in response to calls from consumer protection advocates for buyer representation. So
what does that last part mean?
Well,
that's a lot of legalese.
Little history, I guess, really.
Yeah.
So prior to this rule going into effect in the 1990s, buyers were unrepresented.
Yeah.
So both sides of a transaction worked for the seller. So, I mean,
that's kind of scary.
As a buyer, that's kind of scary, right?
Yeah.
Both parties
knowing
represented
that
the seller.
That your, like, representation is not working for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just... commentary from me, I guess, here. You know, over the years, man, things have gotten more, you know, convoluted, and working a real estate deal is harder than it ever has been because there's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of stuff going on.
Well, like when you first started, how long was the contract when you first started?
It was, I believe, 6 pages.
And it's up to 9 now.
And it's up to 9. So, yeah, every year it gets a little more challenging. And to think if you were a buyer not having representation, I think that would be kind of scary. So, anyway. We're going to continue to represent our buyers to the best of our ability. So, So the next, go into a little bit more detail.
In depth with
Did
all
you
these
have
topics.
Yeah.
So just kind of what I mentioned earlier, that there are still companies out there that are still litigating the Sitzer Burnett case.
Right.
So again, NAR included over 1 million, I think it was.
Yep.
Members, associations, all association-owned MLSs, all the brokerages with the NAR member as principal, whose residential transaction volume in 2022 was $2 billion or below. From any of that liability with it.
Yeah, so they did everything in their power to cover as many companies and agents and everybody that's involved as possible. So it was a pretty comprehensive. Couple companies still fighting it, which is good for them. If they want to do that, that's fine, right? So
really, what's the biggest change that we're going to see from this?
You know, I think for us, it's going to be that, right, that the offers of compensation will be prohibited from being put on the MLS. That'll be probably the hardest part for us to navigate.
However, I'll go on to that there are still ways for compensation to be available for buyers, brokers,
right.
Whether it's negotiations. I can't find that sentence.
Well, yeah, I mean, so you can the buyers brokers can be compensated in a couple different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including there can be offers of compensation, communicated off of the MLS.
Yeah.
So that's a difference there.
And sellers can offer buyer concessions on the MLS,
that's
like
correct.
Closing costs too.
That's right. Yep.
And that change will go into effect in mid-July.
Yeah, and you know the association really you know has long believed and continues to believe that it is in the interest of sellers, buyers, and brokers to make offers of compensation. So, you know, it will still be available. It'll just be a different way of finding out what those offers are.
It'll just be a little transition period.
Yeah. And then the compensation that's available for buyers, brokers, or buyers agents could you know kind of take different forms depending on the broker consumer negotiations, right? And that could include anything from like fixed fee commissions paid directly by consumers, or it could be like a portion of the listing broker's compensation. So.
Yeah.
But those are always negotiated individually, right?
And then, like, we even know there's, like, a few states out there, one of them being Connecticut, where the buyers pay the buyer's agents and the sellers pay the selling agent. So it's totally separate there, not kind of like what we've been used to where, can I say it? Sellers have paid the buyer's agent commissions historically.
You just did.
I just did. Okay.
But yeah, so different states do it different, you know, again.
Like you were saying, California, Connecticut, all states kind of have their own rules, but it's just kind of.
Yep. And that leads to, again, just the importance of having.
A written buyer's agency.
Yeah, written buyer's agreement.
Took the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, but that's, and again, we've done that all along, so it's important. But, you know, it is in this time period, you know, sometimes a seller may not offer a buyer's broker or buyer's agent commission.
And so that's their right to do it.
That's absolutely their right to do it. It's always negotiable. And so, you know, buyers may at some point have to start seeing that as a cost to home
purchasing
ownership
a home.
So
it
remains to be seen how that's going to change, but it's changed.
Yeah, like Jim kind of said at the very beginning, we have a lot more questions than we have answers right now. So we're going to stay up to date on this. We're just telling you what we have found out, like, most recently.
Yeah. And you know, I guess really kind of we'll talk about next steps, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, like we talked earlier, the settlement is subject to court approval, right? Mm-hmm. That process is expected to take several months. Or more, you never know, right? But it's going to give everybody an opportunity. Anybody that wants to get in on a settlement can or cannot, whatever they choose to do. But it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
The practice changes are scheduled to go into effect mid-July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. So like Danielle mentioned, we're going to stay very in tune to that, right?
Yeah.
We get communications, folks, like almost on a daily basis, it seems like. With more answers to questions that people have, because a lot
there
of agents
are a
have
lot
a lot
of
questions
still out there.
Yeah, and it's a big change in the business. But
you know,
here's what I would tell you guys is, you know, both you and I have seen a lot of change in the industry. Period. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when I started in the business, we went through the Great Recession there, and
when
that
I
was
started,
a big
it was
change.
COVID, and that was a really big change.
Yeah, had a big thing, little global pandemic called COVID that maybe changed how things happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, we adapt and we're still here. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is important for anybody that's thinking about, you know, down the road buying or selling a house is make sure that I said this at a BNI meeting not long ago. I said that this is not the time to, you know, list or buy a house with, you know, your niece Sally, who just got in the business last year because she heard she can make a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
You want to be with somebody who's been around for a total between the two of us of over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Experience. And
someone who's continuing their education with it, and someone who can protect really one of your biggest assets, because for most people, the home is the biggest asset that they have.
That's right. Yeah. Other than maybe a 401k when you get older. But yeah, that's your biggest going to be your biggest purchase ever. So so if you're I guess we'll kind of wrap it up. Right.
Yeah.
If you folks are, you know, again, thinking about it. If it's in the plan for the next year or two or 10, whichever it might be, we'd love to help you get focused on how to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
And we look forward
to it. And don't worry
to...
about these changes. We're there to, you know, walk you through that and hold your hand throughout all of it.
That's right. We do that on a regular basis. So
give us a call if we can answer any of these questions for y'all.
You got it. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Getting Real with Real Estate with the Kempf Team. Have questions about real estate or something you'd like to discuss? Contact the Kempf Team at 314-336-1926 or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/thekempfteam. Don't want to miss any episodes? Follow us on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. The Kemp Team. Real, honest real estate.